G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Some Christians have a clear calling on their lives. They know exactly where they fit into God's plan. Esther became queen for such a time as this. Esther 4, verse 14. It was her destiny ordained by God. Others of us get glimpses of how we've helped fulfil God's purposes in hindsight. Still others get a sense of what God wants them to do for a period of time or a season. The closer and deeper our relationship with God, i.e. the more time we spend with Him, enjoying His presence, chatting to Him, listening to Him, reading His Word, worshipping Him, the better our needs for love, value and purpose will be met. Christ offers us fulfilment and deep satisfaction that cannot be met by anybody or anything else. No matter how good or bad our parents were at meeting our deep spiritual and emotional needs as children, God in Christ can make us secure. At the beginning of Esther chapter 6, Haman goes to find the king to ask his permission to impale Mordecai on the pole that he had confidently set up the night before. However, the night before, God had, unbeknown to Haman, intervened. God disturbs the king's sleep, so the king gets up and asks for the record of his reign to be read to him. It had been recorded that Mordecai had uncovered a plot to assassinate the king, therefore saving his life. What honour and recognition has been given to Mordecai for this? Asks the king. Nothing has been done for him, replies his attendant. When Haman enters the court, the king asks him what should be done for the man the king delights to honour, meaning Mordecai. Haman, however, thinks the king must be referring to himself. So he answers in Esther 6, chapter, verses 7 to 9, for the man the king delights to honour, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn, and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on its head. Then let the robe and horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes. Let them robe the man the king delights to honour, and lead him on the horse through the city streets, proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honour. Do you need God's intervention in a problem? Pray and ask others to pray too, and consider fasting. We serve an amazing God who solves problems in unique and unusual ways.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.